For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Leadership. Religious leadership begins with a response to a divine call. If we are to be effective leaders, we must be followers first. Jesus' initial words to the fishermen who would become his disciples and the future leaders of his church were, "Follow me." Just prior to his ascension, he once again pointed out the importance of following, telling his disciples, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me." In our culture, pastors and ministers receive multiple offers of leadership books, leadership seminars, and leadership materials. Material promoting how to be better followers is not so easily obtainable. However, the Bible places much more emphasis on our need to be followers, first of God and then of the principles of the gospel that have been given to us. The biblical model of leadership differs from the leadership model presented by business or government establishments. Abraham, Moses, David, Nehemiah, the prophets, Paul, and Jesus are among the biblical leaders from whom we can draw inspiration. Each of them offers vital lessons about the nature of effective Christian leadership. Abraham. Abraham's role as a leader began with an act of faith. Called by God to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Abraham's life reveals the importance of having a vision and responding in faith and obedience to God, even when we do not fully understand. Because of his willingness to respond to God's call, he became the father of many nations. As a leader of his growing nomadic clan, he modeled faith, justice, compassion, humility, obedience, courage, and unselfishness, all characteristics of a good leader. Daring to be different from the pagan society that surrounded him, his life has impacted a huge segment of the world's population through the centuries since he walked on this earth. Moses. Moses, who led approximately 3 million Israelites across an arid desert to the Promised Land, is a key example of leadership in Scripture. One lesson we learn through a study of the leadership of Moses is that it is God who has called us to our mission. God called Moses to the task of liberation. He was charged to bring deliverance to the oppressed children of Israel. As ministers today, we too have a task to accomplish for God. One part of our leadership role is to lead people through the darkness of a sin-filled culture while providing light to the lost who long for a better way of living. Moses exemplified a necessary quality in a godly spiritual leader, that of meekness. Numbers 12:3 tells us, "The man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth." In Numbers 16, we read of Korah's insurrection and Dathan and Abiram, who were emboldened not only to resist Moses, but to recruit 200 other leaders to do the same. Perhaps those 200 men looked at Moses and viewed him as a weak leader. However, Moses was the meekest man, not the weakest man. Meekness and weakness are not synonymous. Moses was also an example of the teaching role of a leader. He gave the children of Israel God's 10 commandments, instructed them in the details of how to build the tabernacle in the wilderness, and taught them God's requirements for living as his chosen people. He evidenced a true leader's deep commitment to his people when he interceded with God to forgive Israel's sin of worshiping the golden calf, saying that if God would not forgive them, "Blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book." David. David is acclaimed by many historians as the most brilliant leader of ancient Israel. Courageous and strong in war, it was under his leadership that Israel achieved rest from its military enemies. David had many admirable leadership qualities. He was a military genius, an intelligent statesman, and an able administrator. However, perhaps one of the most critical lessons we learn from him is that leaders are susceptible to temptation. With power comes the potential to abuse power, and David's public success was greatly damaged, and his private relationship with God was destroyed by his immoral decision. As ministers of the gospel, we must be very aware that no matter what our role in the service of the Lord, we must never choose our own will and way instead of God's will and way. Though David repented of his sin, there was a tragic impact on his family and the whole nation of Israel. The prophets. Old Testament prophets offer us notable examples in various aspects of effective spiritual leadership. For instance, the account of Nehemiah as he led the people in rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem teaches the necessity of identifying and responding to challenges, even when those challenges seem impossible. The reconstruction work accomplished by Nehemiah and those who labored with him can inspire us as we labor to rebuild broken individuals, damaged families, and the sin-devastated communities in which we live. Nehemiah's focus on his God-given vision and purpose, along with his confidence in God, personal involvement, watchfulness over the work, ability to delegate, and perseverance in the face of attempts to undermine progress, all portray attitudes that we will need to model as we lead the flock of God. Leadership is seen in the lives of prophets such as Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, who took the insights given to them by God and faithfully voiced those insights to the people, warning them of judgment to come. They were examples of fearless obedience to God, persevering in spite of opposition, hostility, indifference, retaliation, and persecution. The Apostle James noted this and admonished, "Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience." Through these dedicated men, we learn the necessity and value of courageously proclaiming the truth in whatever environment we labor. Paul. In 1 Corinthians 4, 9-13, the veteran minister Paul painted a picture of apostolic humility and endurance in times of trial. His words were not pious pretense. These were principles of Paul's ministry that were lived out both in his public ministry and private life. Paul told the Corinthians, "God hath set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men." He told them of the tribulations he had gone through for the sake of the gospel, concluding, "Even unto this present hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place." We may not be called upon to endure the situations Paul endured, but we will face challenges as we do the work of the ministry. We are called to lead others in patient endurance, by this setting an example of faithfulness and grace in the midst of tribulation. Paul also offers us a New Testament example regarding the teaching aspect of leadership. The apostle not only exhorted and instructed believers of the early church in face-to-face meetings, but through his letters to the various churches, he expounded the doctrines of Jesus Christ, clarified misconceptions related to doctrine, and disproved false teachers. Jesus. Our Lord Himself gave us the perfect pattern of spiritual leadership while He walked this earth. Though He was co-equal with God the Father, Jesus was humble and lived as an example to His followers, never exhibiting any form of pride, arrogance, or high-handedness. He instructed, "He that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve." Jesus led by serving, selflessly putting the needs and wishes of others ahead of His own needs. Jesus demonstrated the necessity of a relationship with God through prayer and of following the will of God the Father. He modeled dedication and commitment and showed his disciples the power of faith. Jesus exemplified self-discipline, integrity, and righteousness to the extent that his enemies were unable to find any sin or wrongdoing in his life. They could only point out where he violated their own traditions and interpretations. Ultimately, Jesus proved his absolute love for all of humanity when he gave his life for man's redemption. As ministers of the gospel, we must learn from Jesus. Leadership is not a position of superiority, but of servanthood. We must seek to have the same mind which Christ had. Only then can we claim to be his followers and effective leaders of others. In summary, a good leader will be willing to be a follower first, have a spiritual vision and purpose, have an intimate connection with God and be obedient to his voice, exemplify faith, justice, compassion, meekness, self-discipline, courage, and unselfishness. Maintain a positive attitude, even in the face of hard circumstances. Guard against the wiles of Satan. Possess the qualities of determination, steadfastness, endurance, and confidence in God. Be committed to inspiring, teaching, encouraging, and motivating others. Have the heart of a servant. Finally, we must be examples to others if we are to be leaders in the gospel work. We read in 2 Timothy 2:6, "The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits." This injunction covers every phase of our work in the service of God. The saints of God will follow us in the same manner that we lead. If we are steady, faithful, loyal, and happy, the people will be steady, faithful, loyal, and happy. Conversely, if we are restless, impulsive, and fretful, our congregation will mirror our behavior. They will be discontent and abrupt with one another. Why? They are following. As ministers of the gospel, we began by being good followers. That is why, at some point, we were asked to preach the gospel. It had been observed that we followed what we were taught to do. We prayed at the altars, testified in the services, faithfully fulfilled our responsibilities in whatever capacity we were asked to serve in the church, and lived as good representatives of the gospel. In short, we demonstrated that we had an ability to follow. By the grace of God, we want to continue to be good followers of Christ and the biblical leaders before us, that we may rightly and effectively lead the people of God in our day.